Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and I am your host on Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, the number one worldwide live internet radio. You know, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com. So we are airing tonight. I welcome all those believers in angels or non-believers, because the angels believe in you anyway. And I am very excited to be here tonight. You know that on each of the program, I always invite the angels and archangels to be with us. It's important to always give them our consent to accompany us, because since we do have our own free will, the angels remind us that they will not interfere in our lives if we do not give them our permission. So I am inviting the angels and archangels to be with us here tonight to give us their loving guidance, support, and their blessings. I'm excited tonight because we have our invited guest today, which is Wendy C. Williams. Wendy is a spiritual teacher. She's a life coach, an author, and a healer. I have attended Wendy's lectures and also experienced guided meditations from Wendy, and which are very profound and healing. So Wendy Williams has been referred to as a miracle grow. She says, just tell, I like the plant food, for spiritual seekers and healers. Many have begun their healing practice with others after opening up to the world of energy and spirituality through Wendy's personal guidance in her classes. So Wendy combines her training in counseling, psychology, and energy work and meditation to help individuals heal, and she assists groups on their spiritual path. She works with individuals in person or over the phone, helping them to identify core issues that may be holding them back from operating at their optimal best. And she uses her training as a counselor, her intuitive abilities also to read energy, and her energy healing skills to create insight and make it easier, you know, for people to release what's holding them back. If you need to contact Wendy, you know, after this program, after you hear her talk, you can contact her sending her an email at www.realpowercoaching.com. You can also contact her through toll-free number 877-980-3434. So Wendy has been on Angels Are Near Us just a few months ago. She was talking about energy clearings, on which she is also very knowledgeable. But today she is here once again to talk about raising our vibration with meditation. You know, in previous shows, we've talked about how we can raise our vibration. I've been talking about, you know, contacting the angels and using different spiritual tools as essential oils or crystals, affirmations, and prayer. So meditation is also a very, very powerful tool. So with that said, let me introduce you to Wendy Williams. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hey, Linda. I'm doing great.
Welcome to Angels Are Near Us.
Thank you for having me.
We're excited to have you here. So the first thing, of course, I'm going to ask you, how did you find out about meditation? How and when did you start practicing meditation?
Oh, wow. I started with, I was raised in a traditional Christian upbringing, very strict adherence to the Bible. Mm-hmm. I left that Christian faith when I was about 19, and then had a 6-year dead period, I thought. I thought, yeah. It wasn't really dead, but I thought it was. Where I didn't pray, I didn't go to a church, I didn't do anything for 6 years, and then at 25, I had what I call my spiritual reawakening, and then I started studying religions and spiritual paths from all over the world, and I kept reading and hearing about meditation, and I thought, oh, it sounds like I should probably try it.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
Yeah, everybody says it's the thing to do, and so I was scared, though, and so I did hear that quote that's so famous, that prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening to
God.
Yes,
I've heard of it. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I really feel safe when I pray. And I had a belief in my heart that God was listening to me when I prayed. And I could just feel it in my body, and it was a very clear, strong belief for me. So I decided, since I was scared to meditate, that I would pray first, and then I would be quiet and see if I could listen to God.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I started meditating.
Okay, sorry, meditating.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. So, because it brings us back that when you say prayer, and I always talk about, you know, prayer is so powerful for us to raising our vibration and being in alignment. So how can you explain to our listeners through meditation raising your vibration?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a scientific background.
Mm-hmm.
My degree in counseling psychology is a master's science degree, so I think in a very analytical, logical way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to explain this in a kind of analytical way. As many spiritual seekers know, we are energy and vibration, and everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're raising your vibration, you're literally speeding up the movement of particles and atoms in your body. That's the process of raising the vibration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we know that even the light spectrum is a spectrum of different vibrations. So the different colors are different wavelengths of light, which are literally how quickly the movement of light moves up and down. That's the vibration. And depending on the speed, you'll have a different color. So when we raise our vibration as human beings, we can do that on many different levels. We can raise the vibration of our thoughts. We can raise the vibration of our emotions. We can raise the vibration of our spirit. And when we choose to raise the vibration of our spirit, the primary tool is
mm-hmm.
meditation, because meditation takes our conscious awareness to the realms of spirit where the vibration is already high.
Mm.
And then we have access to tuning into or in training our own consciousness to those higher levels of consciousness through the act of meditation.
So when you say that access, it's access to, I see it as an access to a higher power.
Absolutely.
So my experience is, I'll just say this because it says I'm when I'm meditating, I feel, you know, that I'm going to that sacred place, that holiness within me. And when I learned, it's like I also wanted to sit and listen, you know, see what I hear, what can I hear, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a time where I started feeling that peacefulness.
Mm-hmm.
That for me was one of the greatest answers too, because within that peace came the joy and just a feeling of balance, isn't it? Like
mm-hmm.
a balance, a harmony that just happens like magic or something.
Absolutely. Well, it's funny that you say that.
That's exactly
when I was preparing for your program, mm-hmm. I really sat down and thought, you know, what happens and what does raising our vibration do for us?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I took note of is that you can transcend ego-based living, transcend ego-based thinking and feeling. And so when you're talking about the difference between our normal daily mental busyness
mm-hmm.
and through meditation visiting a sacred place of silence
mm-hmm.
that gives you access to peace and joy and well-being and you know, all the lovely spiritual energy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what a person is doing for themselves when they create a meditation practice.
So how would you, you had explained a little more of the benefits of meditation, because, you know, when I heard about meditation, I don't know if this also happened to you, I was much younger, I would hear these gurus maybe talk about meditation is good. And I was like, of course, very young, I would say, I don't even have time to do that. I don't know. They sit down like an hour and meditate. So, you know, seeing now the benefits, and you can talk about the benefits that you've had.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you think people should meditate? Because I hear that a lot of time, even from my clients. You know, they say, well, you know, I don't meditate. But I'm so busy. I get home from work, and I am just so busy that I cannot do that. So definitely, I feel that it's a practice. Because even if you do it 5 minutes, Wendy, even if you do it 5 minutes, it's like it opens up so much joy. I mean, your day can go much better, I think.
Absolutely.
I practice now and try to do it like 5 minutes and then 10 minutes, even if I'm running and or before I go out the door. So I'm sure you can tell us about different ways to do that also. So.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. My teacher always told me, one of my teachers, that it's not the amount of time that you meditate in any one sitting. It's the frequency that's important. So even if you do it for 5 minutes a day, if you do it 5 days a week, then that's much better than one day a week meditating for 1 hour.
Okay.
So it's the frequency because, and I love this analogy that she gave me, when you meditate and you access the spiritual realm where there's a higher vibration, it is like you're taking your consciousness and dipping it in a vat of dye. So imagine that your consciousness is a piece of cloth, and every time you meditate, you're dipping it into a vat of dye. The more frequently that you do that, the more saturated the color becomes. And it's the same way with meditation. The more frequently that you visit the spiritual realm, the more influence or the more attuned your consciousness becomes to the spiritual realm, just like the depth of the color in the cloth. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And I love when you say that you're more attuned.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always say, you know, raising your vibration is really moving yourself into a higher realm of attunement with God and the angels.
Absolutely. You know, when people meditate, they a lot of what people hear at first is, oh, empty your mind, right? Try to empty your mind, and which is nearly impossible for most Americans. You know, empty your mind, what are you talking about? It's busy.
Well, we have that chatter all the time, and that's what, you know, people say. I have that, I don't know if it's me talking or somebody else doing the thing, because I have this little chatter going on, and
exactly.
It's difficult. Yeah.
It is very difficult. So what the purpose of that statement, to empty your mind, is because God is in the silence. And if you are able to access silence, then an entire spiritual universe opens up for you. There is an entire realm of information and beings and healing and inspiration and intuition that is available in the spiritual realm within the silence. So meditation helps you to get to that place of silence so that you can begin exploring the spiritual realm. In the energetic realm.
So do you think there's specific times that are better in our day? I'm like trying to practice the morning because I feel that when I'm awake, I mean, I just got awake and I feel I'm much more alert maybe to meditate 5 or 10 minutes than at night if I'm tired. I have done it, but I fall asleep.
Well, there are lots of schools of thought on that. Traditionally, from India or even Tibet or other Buddhist trainings, they will tell you there is a magical twilight hour at dawn where the sun is coming up and just rising, and there's a special energy, a spiritual energy, that's available when the sun comes up. That's for the hardcore meditator. And my personal statement would be, as a very practical, living-in-this-world American, you meditate when you can. And if that means that when you go to the bathroom at work, you stay in the bathroom for 5 minutes and you just breathe, then take advantage of that if that's all the place you can fit it into your schedule. Or when you wake up in the morning, before you move, just like you were saying, you start your day by going into meditation. Even if it's 5 minutes, just take the time to be still. 5 minutes will do.
Five
as soon as you wake up.
Yeah, you're saying the frequency is much more important.
Absolutely. It will change the way you experience your life.
It will change different areas in your life as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can always... So, tell our listeners, like, if you sit down and meditate, like, what would you do? You would sit down and just ask something, pray, and wait?
Well,
ask different things?
Sure. Well, again, like I said, when I first got started, mm-hmm. I would pray. Because I was used to doing that, and it was something I was familiar with. And then I would sit quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally just listened
mm-hmm.
in my head to see what came. And in my own personal experience, what I started getting symbols
mm-hmm.
that represented things. I'd see a little bird, or I'd see a pond, or I'd see a bridge. And it would literally be a response to a question that I asked in my prayer. But nowadays, my meditation is very different. That's how I started. But now, when I sit down to meditate, because I'm attuned to energy, and I work with spiritual energy to raise my vibration,
mm-hmm.
I will, when I meditate, immediately start grounding my energy. So that not only is my mind quiet, but my body quiets down as well. And then I connect with the earth when I ground,
mm-hmm.
which keeps me very steady, and it helps me to be still. And then I open myself to receiving spiritual energy from the heavens. And I bring that into my body, which will completely change my emotional state and my physical state as well. And so I really use my physical body to gauge how in tune I am with the spiritual realm because I can really feel the energy. And a lot of people don't want to sit cross-legged with their fingers touching or om or any of those traditional things that we see. And people don't know often about these other kinds of meditation that they can do.
That's great. I was just going to ask you about it because not all people is. It's easy when you start meditation. It's not very easy just to sit down and be quiet
right.
and be in that still place.
Right.
So what other methods would you do?
So one of the primary objectives of meditating at first is mm-hmm. to become present.
Yes.
So I like to say, if you want to know what that means to be present,
mm-hmm.
read an Eckhart Tolle book, okay? Get the Power of Now,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that will explain what it means to be present. Eckhart Tolle explains in his book, A New Earth, that we live in a psychological future and a psychological past.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened yesterday, our regrets, what we want to make up for, the things that hurt us, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's going to happen next week, I've got to cook dinner, you know, I'm worried about this meeting at work, that's a psychological future.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the present, you are simply consciously aware of what is happening now. And in the moment, that pinpoint of now, between the past and the future, there is peace and ease there. Life is much simpler when you are present. So being present can be accomplished by simply focusing on what's around you. So many people become very present, which is meditation,
mm-hmm.
and stay meditative, when they're out in nature. Because they are just, their mind is filled with the beauty around them.
Yeah.
And how peaceful it feels to be away from other chatter or the TV. And how wonderful it feels to be next to a beautiful flower or a gorgeous tree or sitting next to a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a form of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Being in that place of appreciation for what's right, present, now.
In the moment.
People that are in the creative flow, like Michael Jordan with his tongue hanging out, hang time in the air, doing his dunking of the basketball,
mm-hmm.
he's not thinking whatsoever. He is in a state of creative flow where his body is moving without thought. That is a meditative state. So writers and artists, any activity that you do where you lose track of time and you are really, really engaged in it because you feel strongly about it or passionate or intense about it,
mm-hmm.
when, and everybody has that experience,
Mm-hmm.
Being in the creative flow like that is meditation.
Being in that creative flow.
That's a form of meditation. Because you are connected to a part of you that's bigger than your normal waking consciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So okay. Even those kinds of things can be meditative for people.
Wow. So it's wonderful how you explained that, because I have done walking, and I know a lot of people do the walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk and I talk to the angels or just try to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in nature is very, very powerful. Like
mm-hmm.
you say, being in front of an ocean,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
it's really quite, quite wonderful.
Another practice, and this is a meditative practice that people can do
mm-hmm.
at mealtime,
mm-hmm.
and this is a lot of Buddhist or temples will teach this, as well as ashrams in India. Chew each bite of food 30 times and be fully present with the sensations of eating. That is also a form of meditation. And to be completely focused on that activity. So people can practice meditation while they're eating
a
meal. It can be easy, but you can fit it into your day.
Exactly.
You really can.
So I love that you talk about all those, because it is important that our listeners know that you can meditate anyway. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, walking, doing some kind of activity where you focus
mm-hmm.
on the now.
Yeah. Another really simple way to meditate is to simply think of a word that, and a lot of people call it contemplation, especially in the Christian tradition,
mm-hmm.
but you just focus on a word
mm-hmm.
for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you focus on the word peace. And you just think of peace, what it feels like to be peaceful, what peace looks like in the animal kingdom, how you feel when you are peaceful, what peace would look like in the world. You just focus on the word and what it means to you. Or you focus on love.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on serenity. Maybe you focus on God. But you can just simply pick a word for contemplation and just be with that word and all that it means to you.
Absolutely. I have done that. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was once in pain. I had a broken ankle. And I remember being in that pain that was so intense, and I didn't want to take all these painkillers. And I said, well, I'm going to sit down and meditate a little bit. But I couldn't, you know, quiet my mind. So the first thing I said was, Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael. And I just sat there, Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. And I just repeated probably 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat there and all that I wanted. And I just felt, I just saw myself, you know, that he was healing all my body, but healing my ankle. So after 5 minutes, I like just turned around and said, oh my God, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It is so powerful. It was just incredible. I mean, until you experience it
mm-hmm.
and you do that, you will notice the difference, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So all the benefits are is that, you know, we can have any kind of problem in our life, and through meditation, we can really contact the higher realm, the divine, to
mm-hmm.
be able to help us in any area of our life. And it seems like you're saying, you know, through meditation, we're prepared
mm-hmm.
to go out there.
Absolutely. It's interesting, because I love that analogy of our mind being the cloth and dipping it into the other
yeah.
side. Because once your mind is colored with the high vibration of the spiritual realm, then you carry it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays. It's
like having it on
you. It stays with you, because it's a dye. It's now part of you. And so the more that you can access it, the more it becomes a part of you, and it shows up in your life where you are less emotionally reactive,
mm-hmm.
you're more calm to be around, more pleasant to be around for other people. You know, you can go on and on with the health benefits. It's research science that at least 80% of all disease is caused by stress.
Yeah.
So meditation is, again, scientifically proven to dramatically reduce stress. So it has a direct impact on our physical health. It has a direct impact on our mental health. And it has a direct impact on our spiritual growth. All of those things for a few moments of accessing
peace. Accessing peace.
Yeah.
And it's just a great gift. It's a great gift from God. So, I really am so grateful that Wendy's talking about this. And right now we are going to then take a break, a short break. And I just want to tell everybody, just stay tuned. You can call in to ask Wendy any questions. You can also get messages from your angels if you like. I can do that. And Wendy and I were thinking that before the end of the program, we can do a short meditation with everyone who's listening, and you can experience that powerful gift that we're talking about. So let me get the numbers to call in, toll-free, 888-815-9756 worldwide, or 530-876-3222, or 530-876-9916. So stay tuned, and we are back in 2 minutes.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
This is Linda Torres on Angels Are Near Us. Tonight we are talking to Wendy Williams, and she is talking about raising our vibration with meditation. So please call in. The number is toll-free, 888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602 or 530-876-3222. So, Wendy, let's wait for somebody to call in. But again, you were saying the benefits of practicing meditation are just wonderful. And again, just repeating what you said, that we don't have to be always in the quiet meditation,
mm-hmm.
which I personally like the quiet meditation. It just feels like if I'm in hiding in that sacred place, you know, where I can be alone and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And but on the other hand, I also like to do the walking meditation or
mm-hmm.
being in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love everybody to know that it is so beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
That it, you know, how could it change? How do you think it could change anybody's life who's going through, you know, challenges right now in this economy, with our work, with, you know, people out of jobs, our children?
You know, it's interesting. Again, with my psychology background, I went to a school that had a positive psychology program, and I learned about emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is kind of intelligence that's about how we relate to other people, how we regulate our emotions, our leadership qualities, and things like that. And what I know is that if you meditate regularly, you become more mature. You become less reactive emotionally. You are more attuned to what is loving or reasonable. And you have a greater capacity to operate from that level of consciousness. So meditating literally increases your emotional intelligence. Now, what's so great about that is people that are rated with a high level of emotional intelligence are people who get hired more often for jobs. They're people who get promoted more often for jobs. There are people who are put in leadership positions and get rewards and recognition more often than others. So a lot of people think it might be just completely airy-fairy. And the truth is that meditation is extremely powerful for spiritual growth, which we haven't even touched on.
Yes.
But even on a practical daily level, you can prevent yourself from having disease. You can increase your emotional intelligence so that you are easier to get along with and you may get that next promotion. I mean, it's completely practical. You can change your relationships with your family and your children and your friends because you are becoming more emotionally and mentally mature through having access to these higher vibrations of consciousness.
Absolutely. And, you know, I wanted you to touch on the daily practices because, you know, when our minds are aligned with God, which is raising our vibration. But when we are in that love and peace, what happens is that our problems are less.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have the strength, the spiritual strength, you know, to handle anything in a more positive way.
Absolutely. You know, meditation for me has been the best personal growth tool I have ever used. In fact, it was just yesterday I was with a person who was having an emotional crisis. In deep, deep heartache pain. And in the middle of this person talking about their emotional pain, I said, well, let's ground your energy through meditation and run some peace and serenity into your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it shifted the person out of the depth of their emotional pain. That's how great it is.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's like taking any physical pain, spiritual pain, emotional pain.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, you know, when I started meditating, you know, through meditation, I know that the angels, and I want to tell this to everybody, the angels can give you responses to any problem. Of course, you ask them, but you wait and you listen. And then you develop that sense of trust with God.
Absolutely.
And the angels and the archangels. And, you know, if you really want to seek truth for yourself, to live a life of compassion, of love, the angels are assisting you through this method of contacting, of being in connection with that higher power, with the divine. So, again, it brings us to spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I was listening to Cheryl Richardson in my car.
Yeah.
She was doing a lecture on finding your passion.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I really resonated with that she was saying was that if you are so busy running here and running there and your mind is running around with what you have to do this week at work and what happened the other day and all these things that are in our heads, you never give yourself enough time to even know what's important to you, to know what moves you, to know what actually brings you to the place of peace, to even know what peace and joy feels like if you're too busy. Meditation can help you to slow down and just take a moment for yourself to connect with who you truly are, which is this beautiful spiritual being.
Absolutely. You know, I have
I've asked the angels, and they have given me the insight, and that's why I love to do it more, because it's like I hear them, you know, sit down and meditate. And the other day I was going through some emotional problems that came up, and, you know, the first thing is that you want to, like, maybe sit down and cry, or you want to scream, or you get angry, or you want to call somebody, you know, just to tell them, they could feed your ego and tell you more.
Which I try not to do.
Isn't that awful? Tell me more how awful this is. But as I hear them say, you know, go sit down 5 minutes and just meditate on it and ask. And what I did, I tried to ask, you know, what is going on? Give me insight. And I just tried to calm myself and try to hear and trust. Again, that's the powerful word, trust and believe, because that's what the angels say. You know, when you trust and you believe, it's just, they give you a greater understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a greater understanding. You just be still, listen, and that's what I heard. Be in that place where I just withdraw for a few moments and you go into the silence of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And in that place, you hear the Most High, and you realize that there is a higher power working within you.
Absolutely. You know, one of my most recent light worker classes, I had a student who really responded really well to the exercise of going into meditation with a problem,
mm-hmm.
and then moving your conscious awareness or your mind's eye
mm-hmm.
up to high levels out into space, like you go up above the earth and way out into space to gain perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When you take your consciousness up that high through meditation and you look at your problem, all of a sudden it becomes completely insignificant. Like, why was I worried about that at all? And so my student came to me days later, weeks later, and said, I don't get uptight anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be uptight about people showing up late or not giving things. And she said, I would take my irritation and just get really quiet and move my mind's eye out into space and look at the issue that was upsetting me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tension and the stress would go away. And now she's easier to get along with, right? Because she's not getting upset anymore. So simple. But so powerful, and what a change it makes in your experience of life.
And I guess, you know, some clients of mine have asked, you know, if it's so simple. It's just too easy. It just sounds too easy.
Let me tell you something. When I am talking to someone and they are venting over their pain and their frustration,
mm-hmm.
and I say, and I will interrupt a person and say, well, let's meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, they'll say, oh, I'm too upset to do that.
Yes, that's true. You want to do something else.
I'm just too upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, no. This is the time to do it so you can feel better. Are you more attached to the horrible feeling? Or do you actually want to feel better? What are you choosing for yourself? Be quiet and meditate.
Be quiet and meditate. If not, take a walk and meditate.
Yes.
Or go sit in the park.
Go walk in the park. Right. Sit in front of a body of water.
And that will definitely help. So let me give out those numbers again, because I'm not hearing any of our listeners calling in. So toll free, 1-888-815-9756. That's a worldwide number. Or 530-327-7602. Or 530-876-3222. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. And Wendy, why don't you give out your contact information in case later someone wants to contact you or know more about meditation or the classes that you give?
Sure. I'll just let people know that at meditationformastery.com, you can have access to free guided meditations from me. It's a 7-part meditation course that I offer online for free. You just sign up at meditationformastery.com.
Hmm.
And so that's a resource available for people. And if people want to talk to me directly or get a spiritual consultation or learn how to meditate, they can go to realpowercoaching.com. That's realpowercoaching.com. And I have a contact page, and you can always send me a message on the contact page or call me toll-free at 877-980-3434.
So, thank you, Wendy. When you mentioned right now the guided meditation, is it, how do you experience meditation the best? I know we could do guided, like mm-hmm. You can do a guided meditation right now. Or sometimes I just sit down and maybe listen to music, or sometimes I just sit down and be quiet. So
there's lots of different ways. Oftentimes the first place a person will start is to sit and focus on their breathing. So you just pay attention to the passage of the air flowing in through your nose and moving into your lungs and then back out through your nose or through your mouth. That's a practice in keeping your attention and your focus in the present moment by following your breath. So that's one of the simplest techniques that people can do. I really like people to start out with a prayer because people are used to talking in their head to themselves and everything else, right?
Exactly.
So you can pray, talk to God or the angels or to an ascended master or to maybe a totem animal, depending on your spiritual bent, and then ask a question or ask for guidance on an issue, and then settle in and literally in your mind just listen. Wait for an image to come. Wait to hear words. Wait for a feeling to arrive in your body. So when I say listen, it's more than with your ears. It's with your whole self.
It's being present.
Being present.
Mm-hmm. So what happens, you know, when we hear that chitter-chatter, like, you know, oh, I have to go to the store. Oh, I got to go pick up this. It's like, you know, you need... How could you quiet that?
Yeah, then you just... First of all, you don't judge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't go, oh, I'm so frustrated with myself. Can I go again?
Yeah.
You just say, okay, I'm going to go back to listening. Or I'll go back to focusing on my breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And just allow it to happen without judgment. Oftentimes, one of the first places, things that people achieve is getting to the observer place.
Oh, okay.
So if you're focusing on your breath, and then those thoughts come up, that mental chatter, people get to the observer place by choosing to observe the thoughts coming up instead of thinking them and becoming engaged in them, which allows you to create a detachment from the regular running commentary of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, I tell people, to me, when you discover the observer, when you can start observing your thoughts instead of thinking them, you're starting to touch the face of your spirit, that place inside of you that is sacred, that is the spiritual core of your authentic, true self.
Wow.
The observer is the face of your spirit. So simply being in a place where you experience being different than your thoughts. I am something that is conscious of my thoughts. I am not my thoughts. Is the first step to knowing your spiritual self, which is one of the first wonderful gifts that you receive through your meditation practice.
I think that's a wonderful way to explain that. How do you feel when, do you meditate with crystals?
You know, I don't personally, but I know that a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had some experience with crystals,
mm-hmm.
And they can be powerful if they resonate for you. I remember picking up my first crystal that I had an experience with was kyanite that I got in Sedona.
Yeah.
And Sedona is a highly spiritually charged location
yeah.
on the planet.
Yeah.
And I brought that piece of kyanite home and I set it on my headboard and it activated so much psychic activity that I couldn't sleep at night. So I had to move it across the room so that I could actually get a good night's sleep. But that was my first experience with having activity with stones. Previous to that, I could have a person put a crystal in my hand and say, had a friend say, oh, can you feel the energy from it? And I said, no, it's a rock.
There's nothing here.
There's
it's
nothing
only a rock.
Here. But until I kept trying.
Yeah.
And then I had this powerful experience.
Yeah, I tried it too. The first year that I meditated, I'll meditate, you know, in a quiet place or walking. But now I do try with the crystals. And of course, you know, like we've talked before about crystals on the show. And Scott Bandit was here talking about crystals from Crystal Heart Books. And it's just a wonderful experience to know. Maybe just sometimes you go and you choose your crystals. So I always ask my angels, which crystals shall I use?
Mm-hmm.
But even if you read about crystals, just knowing what you need for physical healing or for contacting Michael, because, you know, a lot of meditation can be done with the angels and the archangels. So with Michael, I usually, you know, use a lapis or this is a lapis, what I'm holding right now.
Oh,
and which gives us a lot of clairvoyance, clairaudience also. But there's so many. I mean, I use the angel light, which is contacting more, be in more contact with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
So there's several crystals, and you know, you've heard about the rose quartz, which is pure love.
Love, love, love.
And that's
love.
One of the most powerful ones. So,
I do use, mostly in my personal use, I use crystals for energetic protection. I have a smoky quartz crystal that I use like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
If I recognize that I've been in some toxic energy, I will literally suck it out of me using my smoky quartz crystal. If I feel like I need energetic protection, I'll keep a piece of black tourmaline in my pocket.
Yeah.
And sometimes hematite or obsidian. You know, obsidian works really well for helping you to ground for meditation. So it's a very good...
So obsidian for grounding.
Obsidian, yeah. And there are many, many different kinds of obsidian. There's rainbow.
There's different kinds.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gold sheen, silver sheen, mahogany.
But definitely, I thought right now about the crystal because they do help raise our vibration just using them. And in meditation, it is much more powerful.
It is
very powerful. The same as prayer. Now we've talked about prayer, how powerful it is, and just asking is so important. And the angels say, don't forget to ask. You know, you need to ask. So the same way as you ask, it's so important, like we've been saying on this program, is to listen. And through meditation, we can listen.
You know, I have something really powerful to share. I recently went on an I Can Do It cruise from Hay House.
Wow.
Where I was in a workshop with Greg Braden. And some of the information that he shared was so powerful. I've just been telling everybody. And it's directly related to the benefits of prayer and meditation.
Yes.
So there's research that is documented now that is proving that our conscious, our emotional experiences are having a physical effect on the planet. And that there really is a 100th monkey syndrome. You know what the 100th monkey syndrome is? The 100th monkey syndrome is if you have groups of monkeys on the planet, and researchers have found this, that one group can be, let's say, on an island, and they learn how to use a tool a certain way. Once a certain number of them, which is the 100th monkey syndrome, learns it, then on the mainland, without any contact, the other monkeys will learn the same skill. And that's why they call it the 100th monkey syndrome. You get just enough people to know something, and then somehow it spreads to the rest of the species. Well, it works that way with our consciousness on a human level, and it's being scientifically researched. So Greg Braden talks about people being able and developing the ability to hold the energy or the consciousness of gratitude or appreciation or the consciousness of peace. And there's a very specific number. If you can get a specific number of people to hold the energy of peace or gratitude, it will change everyone else around them.
Absolutely.
And so they do these experiments. They did this in the 90s in the Middle East. where there was a lot of terrorist activity and civil war and fighting. Mm-hmm. They literally placed just the right amount of people in different areas, and when they all chose to meditate on peace, the fighting stopped for a week.
Wow, I think I have heard that.
Yes, yes. You can go to GregBrayton.com
and I read that.
Mm-hmm. Do the research. But what that tells us is, if you choose to practice meditating, you are not only benefiting yourself, you are helping everyone.
It's a ripple effect.
It is an absolute ripple effect. But you're not only helping other humans, mm-hmm. you're helping the planet.
The planet, yeah.
You are absolutely, and now scientific proof that that is really the case.
Wow.
So it's so powerful, and everybody's individual practice makes a difference.
So there you go, everybody who's listening. Meditation is powerful. So we have a few minutes left. We were just thinking that maybe you can just do a 2-minute, 3-minute meditation for those who are listening out there. And maybe next time we'll do another show and we'll have callers and we'll give more messages about meditation and the angels. But let's do just like a 2-minute and then we can end our program. Remembering that, you know, everybody is being guided and protected by a higher power, by God and the angels. So why don't we do that, Wendy, and then we can just say goodbye. Just once more, I'm going to give your website for meditation. It would be meditationformastery.com, where you can get free guided meditation. Isn't that wonderful? From Wendy Williams. And the other website would be
realpowercoaching.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's do a small meditation like that.
All right. So take a deep breath in. And breathe out, and just breathe normally, and know that you are being protected by the Archangel Michael. If you'd like, you may send a thought of thanks to Archangel Michael for being here to protect you. And take another deep breath in, and exhale. And just imagine, or if you cannot see anything in your mind's eye, simply use your intention to see yourself in a shower of white light, beautiful, relaxing energy, a shower of white light, gently falling over your head, into your body, and around your body, making its way through your scalp, over your forehead, into your eyes, and flowing down the bridge of your nose, flowing down the back of your head, into your jaw, over your mouth, making its way over your chin and into the front and back of your neck, relaxing and washing away any tension that you may be holding there. And this wave of white light and relaxation is making its way through your shoulders and into your chest cavity, moving gently down your arms, into your torso, relaxing and revitalizing all of your internal organs, moving into your hips and into your legs, flowing gently down your back, past your knees, into your shins and calves, and flowing into your feet, gently continuing its flow into the ground, deep into the earth. Just allow yourself to feel what it's like to be in this wave of relaxation, this pure white light. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. That was wonderful, Wendy. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. And thank you to all our listeners who are out there. Until next time, remember that angels are near us,
May God bless you, and angels protect all of you. Thank you.